Well, time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the ninth day of July for 2018. In the news for today, fire crews worked through the weekend to contain the 790-acre Irish fire. The fire first broke out just before 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, burned off of Irish Ridge Road and Carbondale Road. The fire also had evacuation orders and road closures associated with us, Those road closures and evacuations were lifted by early Saturday afternoon. Crews continued to remain on the scene throughout the weekend with mop-up operations and working on smoldering brush and hot spots. Again, the cause of that fire is under investigation.
Well, Calaveras County and Cal Fire firefighters called to a reported vegetation fire at Paloma Road and Gillum Road around 7 o'clock Saturday night. First engines on scene report the fire was 3 acres in size, moving uphill with a moderate rate of spread, with one structure threatened. Ground crews quickly made access with the assistance of one helicopter making water drops and were able to stop the forward progress when containment reached early Sunday morning at only 9 acres. The cause of the fire, still under investigation.
And with that fire in Calaveras County and the fire here in Amador County as well, the Amador County Public Health Department reminds those with sensitive health conditions to remember that smoke, drift smoke from fires, even though they may be miles away, can still affect you. If you smell or see smoke, be sure to take steps to protect your health, such as minimize outdoor activities. Stay indoors with the windows and doors closed. Don't run fans that bring smoky air inside, such as swamp coolers. And if you have a wall unit air conditioner, set it to recirculate, not to bring in fresh area. Don't air into your area. Don't smoke, fry foods, do other activities that'll create indoor air pollution. And if you have chronic health conditions, monitor your health closely. Contact your health provider if your symptoms worsen. And again, if you feel the need, call 911.
Well, the efforts to recall Supervisor Gary Tuffinelli have come to a close. The recall train continues to roll in Calaveras County. The divisive cannabis debate and the ban on commercial cannabis activities in Calaveras have been central issues in all recent recall efforts. Supervisors supporting the final vote to ban in January were Tuffinelli, Mills, and Clapp, while Supervisors Garamendi and Oliveria voted against the ban. Now, in early June, a group trying to recall Supervisor Mills, the District 4 supervisor, said they turned in more than 2,000 signatures, exceeding the required 1,555 signatures. Now, if enough signatures were submitted and they're validated for an election, the election to recall or not recall Mills would be consolidated with the November 6th general election. Oliveria and Clapp are running for re-election in November. Oliveria came in second in the June primary to former supervisor Marita Calloway, resulting in a November runoff. Calloway had 1,776 votes to Oliveria's 1,052. Now, Clapp will face Benjamin Stopper in the general election. Stopper had 879 votes to Clapp's 813. In an effort to recall Jack Garamendi, the District 2 supervisor came to an end in April when the proponents turned in no signatures by the 5 p.m. deadline of April 19th.
Well, the vacant seat on the Calaveras County Superior Court bench has been filled. Late last month, Amador County resident David Sanders, who has served as court commissioner for 3 years, was appointed by Governor Brown to fill the position formerly held by Grant Barrett. Barrett resigned last August after 3 years on the bench. Sanders, a Democrat, had been commissioner with the Calaveras County Superior Court since 2015. Sanders followed Barrett into the commissioner's role when Barrett was elected judge. Sanders earned his law degree from the University of California in Davis and has been a member of the California State Bar since 1987. According to the governor's office, Sanders served as a judge pro tem in the Sacramento County Small Claims Court and in El Dorado County's Dispute Resolution Conference Program in 1984. He's also served on the arbitration panels of Amador, Calaveras, San Joaquin, Placer, and Nevada counties, in addition to being a private mediator. Sanders and his wife currently live in Pioneer.
And the Calaveras coroner has released the name of the 38-year-old Mountain Ranch man shot and killed by law enforcement late Thursday as John James Corrigan. Sheriff officials also released new details regarding the criminal history of Corrigan, who was shot and killed by law enforcement officials this past Thursday. According to sheriff officials, Corrigan, a registered sex offender and convicted felon, with a lengthy criminal record spanning from the Central Valley to Southern California in the Chatsworth area, where he has another residence. Now, back in 2004, he was convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14. He also has previous arrests for rape, drugs, DUI, and disturbing the peace. The officers involved in the shooting have been placed on administrative leave while the shooting investigation continues.
And the 38th annual Death Ride Tour of the California Alps will close some roads and slow travel in the Sierras on Saturday. The bicycle race provides a 129-mile race over five Sierra passes. The 8,730-foot Ebbets Pass, the highest. The race will impact Highway 4 Ebbets Pass from 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. Portions of Highway 88 Carson Pass from the top of Carson Pass to Woodford's and the segment of Highway 89 from Woodford's to Markleyville will be subject to lower speed limit zones and associated longer travel times. Highway 89 Monitor Pass will be closed from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Highway 89 from Markleyville to the intersection of Highway 4 and 89 will be closed from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's anticipated that access to the Carson River north of Markleyville will be available shortly after 7 a.m. For the safety of the participants, plan some alternate travel routes. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day. Be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com. Friend us and follow us on Facebook as well.